Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 3rd, and the whole week ahead. There's a Moon-Jupiter link today, and that is fun, and that's what I want you to have. Couple that with Mercury and Mars, equally good. This weekend is great if you want to go places, see people. What I don't want you to do is the normal kind of run-of-the-mill stuff. These stars are all saying, go out, be adventurous, do something different. Here's your Sunday stars. With Venus squaring Jupiter in your sign, there's always the possibility that you don't know when to stop. There's a phrase which is called an elegant sufficiency. Like the girl who just can't say no, you need to learn how to say no. You see, Venus and Jupiter is fun and frolics and laughter and joy and love and sex and the best of everything. But you know what? There's an old saying in life, especially in theatre, which is leave them wanting more. That should be your mantra today. And here's your Monday stars. Pretty psychic kind of day for you, but maybe that's a little bit over the top. Perhaps it's much more listening to your intuition, but also working out what is intuition and what is worry or inner fears. The two aren't the same. And the one thing you've got to be careful of today are your personal demons. Those things that worry and upset you, but actually are a figment of your imagination. Here's your Tuesday stars. Being practical, being pragmatic, and being down to earth is the way forward now. Don't ask too many questions. Don't overthink or overanalyze a situation, because you can create a problem where one doesn't exist. But with the Saturn link that you've got around you now, if you are just very pragmatic and you pull together all the facts and figures that are necessary, then you can actually be in a position of great power and strength. Here's your Wednesday stars. The moon in your sign, lovely aspects to Neptune and Pluto, which means that you yourself can be quite strong and stable inside. But a square to the sun does put you at odds with someone. And it's more likely to be an ego clash or something to do with someone demanding too much from you or you them. Because that ego clash can also lead to someone being out of control or demanding too much from others. And that's what you've got to watch out for today, egos. And here's your Thursday stars. With the moon in your sign squaring Venus, you know that's not too bad at all. And it does kind of say relax a little and enjoy yourself. On the other side, you might have to deal with a lazy streak within you or a lazy streak in somebody else. So you're doing all the work and someone else is getting the credit. Well, it's now up to you to make sure that credit's where it's due. And if it's due to you, let the world know about it. And here's your Friday stars. Well, the moon conjunct Mars, that's good. Very, very good for you, especially if you've got to forge forward with financial matters. Whatever it is, if you need to ask questions and you need answers, then now's the time to really put your back into anything to do with money and finance. With a square to Neptune, you do have to be aware that if there are financial holes and money worries, they could well come from someone who might be deceiving you in some way.